जयं विशुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी हरा शील प्रभुपाद की जयं नितिलीला प्रविष्ट विशुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंदगुड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरवरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगा माई की यमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूदले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिधि नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वार्ताय प्रतिबोधिदां भगवदां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराण मुनिनां अध्ये महाभारतं अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्बत्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणि नमोस्तुते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दायुधपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्ण प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीप प्रपन्न पारिजाताय त्वोत्रवेत्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थो वत्स सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महद् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् विश्वद्रोणतटा जयद्रतजलाकान्धारनीलोत्पल शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुल अश्वथामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोतीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तककेशव पाराशर्यवजसरवरममलं गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटं नानाख्यानकेसरं हरिगदा सम्बोधनाबोधितं लोके सज्जनशल्पदैरहरहप्यमीयमानं मुदा भूयाद्भारतपङ्कजकलिमलप्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे मूगं करोति वाचालं पङ्गं लङ्घयदीगिरिं यल्कृपादमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यं ब्रह्मावरणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैः साङ्गपदैक्रमौपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्दं न विदुसुरासुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः सर्वत्र गोविंद नाम संकीर्तनम् गोविंद गोविंद सो कृष्ण सेइंग दैट टू अंडरस्टैंड भगवद गीता द मेन क्वालिफिकेशन इज भक्ति दैट्स हाउ यू अंडरस्टैंड ही सेड एंड देन ही सेड भगवती असूयायुक्तायां समस्त गुणवते अपि न वाच्यं गुरुशुश्रूषा भक्तिमते च वाच्यं इति एषा शास्त्र संप्रदाय विधि इफ यू हैव डाउट्स अबाउट कृष्णस वर्ड्स और इफ यू हैव डाउट्स अबाउट कृष्ण एंड इवन इफ यू मे हैव ऑल अदर क्वालिटीज यू शुड नॉट गिव भगवद्गीता टू दैट पर्सन इफ ही हैज नो फेथ इन कृष्ण mainly it is bhakti that matters, guru bhakti as well as bhakti to Krishna, to Ishvara. And that is the shastra sampradaya vidhi. That is how shastram and the sampradaya system says. The shastra sampradaya vidhi is like that. It says, guru shushrusha bhakti madhecha vachyam iti esha shastra sampradaya vidhi. Shastra sampradaya means like that. One who has bhakti to Krishna, bhakti to the Guru, only to such a person Bhagavad Gita can be spoken. Sampradaya se kartu bhalam idani maha. If you follow the sampradayam system, what is the benefit? Next verse. Ya imam paramam guhyam madbhakte shabhidasyati bhaktim paim param kritva mamaveshit yasam shayam. Krishna is saying that this Bhagavad Gita or the message of Bhagavad Gita, Upadesham or Gita-Upadesham, is called Gita-Upadesham, right? One who gives to the devotees, he will also get the benefit. If we give this to the devotees, he will get the benefit from that. They will also come back to me. And he says, this should be spoken to the devotees. Ya imam yathoktam paramam nishreyasartam kesha arjunayoho samvadarupam grandam guhyam gopyam. Mal bhakteshu mai bhakti malsu abhidasyadi vakshadi grantadaha arthadaha chastabayishritiyataha yathatvai maya. So this conversation between Keshava Arjuna, Krishna and Arjuna, is so auspicious and liberates a person, and this Bhagavad Gita should be given to the devotees, should be given to the devotees, right? So, Krishna keeps saying this all the time, isn't it? Should be spoken to the devotees. Also, again he is repeating this, that this extremely confidential topic, he says, paramaguhyam. Ya imam paramaguhyam. And how many times Krishna has said this, it is confidential, it's confidential. And everybody wonders, what is this confidential? And then you are telling everybody everything. So that's the beauty of Bhagavad Gita. Ya imam paramam guhyam. It is extremely confidential. And what he is saying is that only devotees will understand it, first of all. Others won't understand Bhagavad Gita, right? And and one who gives it to the devotees, and with the devotion if they do that, that person also will come back to me. One who gives it with devotion to other devotees, Bhagavad Gita, he will also come back, he said. And mama veshasi asamshaya. He says, there's no doubt about that, Krishna says. There's no doubt about that, right? You will see a similar verse in the Bhagavatam also. If you look into the 11th canto, the same verse is spoken in a little different way. In the 11th canto, 17th chapter, verse 27. Ajaryamam vijaniyam navamanyeda karkechal na bhatyabud adhyasuyate sarva devamayo guru. The message is the same as what this says in this verse. Ajaryamam vijaniyam navamanyeda krahichal na martyabuddhi asuyate sarva devamayo guru. Krishna is saying there that the this is spoken in another way. Here he says, bhakti punagrahana tal bhakti matrena kevalena shastra sampradane patram bhavadi iti gamyate. So, because Krishna is talking about bhakti so strongly, it is to be understood that simply by developing bhakti, pure bhakti to Krishna, one will get an opportunity to understand Bhagavad Gita in the Guru Shishya Parambara. In the Guru Shishya Parambara Sampradayam, one will get an opportunity to hear if he has bhakti. Bhakti punagrahana tal bhakti matrena kevalena shastra sampadane patram bhavadi idi gamire. And then he says, how is it should be given? Bhakti mayim param kritva bhagavata paramaguroho shishrusha maya krede idi evam kritva ityartaha tasya idam bhalam mameva esheri muchyade ava atra samshayo na kartavyaha kimcha. So, if a person has bhakti and he has an unlimited desire to hear Krishna, and And if he is standing there with full attention and with devotion, I am standing here, then that person will have the benefit. So you can see Shraddha, Bhakti, two things here, important, right? So if it is like that, then through them this truth will be revealed. Truth will be revealed, right? Nishraya Sartam Keshavarjuna, Samadharubena Sabeshati. So the importance to understand that the importance of bhakti is stressed, no doubt. Similarly, Krishna is saying that twice he has spoken there, bhakti. Mad bhakteshu abhidasyadi bhaktim mai param krutva. Again and again stressing this point, right? So, Acharya Swami mentioned there, bhakte puna grahanam tal bhakti matrena. So, even if you don't have any other qualifications, no tapasya, or not much high intelligence to capture things, not much of a shastra knowledge, simply by bhakti alone, you will become qualified to hear this shastra. That's Krishna's point. If you don't have much of a knowledge of the shastram, and if you don't have the intelligence or the austerities, penances, simply by bhakti alone, you become qualified to understand Bhagavad Gita. And that is the Krishna's decision on this, right? And bhakti mayim param krutva mamavishetya samshaya. Simply with bhakti alone, you become qualified to understand the Bhagavad Gita. Adhigaritam. Adhigaritam means you become qualified. Adhigaritam comes, right? No need to doubt about that, Krishna says. If you have bhakti in Krishna, and if you have that intense desire inside, I want to understand what Bhagavad Gita is saying, and that way, the energy, the power that is required for that, to make this Bhagavad Gita happen in one's life, to get this Bhagavad Gita into our life, Krishna will give that energy to that person who wants it that way. So Krishna's point is that Bhagavad Gita is totally dependent on your surrender to Krishna and bhakti to Krishna. And Krishna will give the necessary strength from inside as Antaryami, what is required for your cultivation of Bhagavad Gita in life. That message, right? And that is how Acharya Swamiji's Bhashyam is about it, right? Bhaktim mai param krutva, right? Krishna has taken as Jagadguru. And evam krutva. So, when you talk Bhagavad Gita to others, when you are speaking about Bhagavad Gita to others, the feeling that I am teaching them, I am the teacher or a guru, not in that bhava. That's not what he is referring to, right? What is that? Actually, it is pleasing Krishna. That is the goal behind speaking Bhagavad Gita to others. In order to please Krishna, not as a teacher or a guru to others, rather than, more important than that is, it's an offering to Krishna. Krishna be pleased with this, what has been spoken from Bhagavad Gita. So, because Krishna is the ultimate guru, you are actually serving him, the guru, seva to the Jagat Guru. That is how Bhagavad Gita should be spoken, right? And saying that, Krishna is saying, one who gets this Bhagavad Gita to others in that way, he will get liberated. There is no doubt about that, Krishna says. So, study Bhagavad Gita well, and as a seva to Krishna, with bhakti, deliver it to others. That is the message, right? And this should be possible, done in every home, The Bhagavad Gita's message should be delivered to others at home, right? And it doesn't necessary to be done with a big class and in an elaborate manner. There is no need to do that. It has to be done at home even. So how one should remain as a acharya or a guru, you don't have to be like that. You don't have to be an acharya or a guru. The more important thing than that is getting the message across as a service to Krishna. You pleasing Krishna by giving Bhagavad Gita to others. You don't have to be an acharya or a guru or anything, because if you become like that, acharya or a guru, you can get trapped in various ways. You will get trapped and then it will go in a different direction. It's not necessary all that. You just get the message across to people as a service to Krishna. Krishna has said this, and this is how we understand. See what you understand from that, how Krishna has presented that, right? So creating these thoughts inside of Bhagavad Gita's message in others is more important than becoming an acharya or a guru. They are secondary things. They are not important things. Unnecessarily we make it a big issue out of that. But they are not the important thing. Message is more important. Yeah. So one should not go in that direction, because it will only cause problems. This guru business and acharya business and all, it will end up in all kinds of complications later. So instead, if you take it that this is a seva to Krishna, kaingaryam, in that way, it's a bhakti sadhana, Krishna is saying here. It's a bhakti sadhana, right? So if you make it as a bhakti sadhana, then Krishna says, I'm available, Arjuna, and that person will get free from his bondage. And that is what he is saying here. Na kartavya kim cha. Muchede eva atra samshaya. Na kartavya kim cha. So, he said like that, right? And then, not only that, he says, naja, next verse. Naja tasmal manusheshu. Kaschin me priya kratama. Bhavida najame tasmal. Anya priyadaro bhuvi. And Krishna says, one who is doing that is very dear to me. No one more dear than him. And there will be no one else who is more dear than him. Naja tasmad shastra sampradaya krato manushyeshu manushyanam madhye kaschid me mama priyakritama adishayena priyakritataha anyaha priyakritamo na asti eva ityartho vartamaneshu naja bhavida bhavishyadi abhikale tasmad dvidiya anya priyadaro bhavi loge asmin eavi. So this Gita Shastram, once you have given to others, in the way, based on that sampradaya system. If it is Advaita sampradaya, the Advaita sampradaya. Or with Dvaita sampradaya, Dvaita sampradaya. Ishta Dvaita sampradaya, in that sampradaya. Whichever sampradaya you want to follow, on that sampradaya, but it is based on that sampradaya system. And if you give that to others in that way, Krishna says he is very dear to me. And nobody else is dear to me. So, you can see from that verse, after Bhagavad Gita was spoken, in Krishna's heart, there is a very loving feeling for Arjuna coming out from those verses. Krishna is not happy stopping, keep saying this again and again, right? Initially Krishna said to Arjuna, you're very dear to me, right? Now he is saying, one who is studying this Bhagavad Gita, and one who is delivering this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita to others, those people are also very dear to me, he says. First he said, Arjuna, you are very dear to me. Then he says, Bhagavad Gita is, I am dear, those people who are delivering this Bhagavad Gita to others, they are also very dear to me. And he is very dear to me, Krishna says. Bhavida najame tasmal anya priyadaro bhuvi. So, the Krishna says, and whoever it may be, adyeshyadeja imam dharmyam samvadam avayoho jnana yajnena tenaham ishtasyam idime mati. One who understands Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavata dharmam spoken here, and this conversation between us, Arjuna and Krishna, he is pleasing me with jnana yajnam, Krishna is concerned, Bhagavad Gita is knowledge. Jnanam it is. Bhakti is there, but the dominating power in Bhagavad Gita is jnanam, knowledge. Knowledge of the soul, that's what Bhagavad Gita is. Because soul is a difficult thing to understand. You see, how many times it's spoken in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the, you will see that in the Kathopanishad also. Soul is a difficult thing, isn't it? Any amount of understanding of the soul, still somebody thinks it's like electricity, someone else thinks it is consciousness, bodham, but all those things, he says, in the Kathopanishad, Shravanayobi Bahubur Yona Labhyaha. You may have heard about it many, many times from many, many sources, still it is not coming into your understanding what it is, what is the soul, right? Shrunandobi Bhagavo Yona Vidyu. Even after hearing it, those who have heard, even then, not many people have really understood what soul is, right? Asharya Vakto Kushalasya Labdha Asharya Yada Kushalane Shishta. Right? That it is the speaker, he is also Apurvam, rare he is, right? And the disciple who has understood also, he is very clever if he has got it. If the speaker has got it, it is good, right? And Asya Vakta Ubadeshta or Acharya, he says, Asharya Vakta Kushalusya Labdha. If he has got it properly, then he is very clever. He is very clever, right? And Asharya Yada Kushalani Shishta. He says, Kushalani Shishta means one devotee or acharya who has kushalam, is expert, right? Who has clever or expert. Yata, alpajnani, knowledge of the soul. And he also is a wonder. One who has got it, he also becomes a wonder, like Bhagavad Gita. Right? So, in other words, this knowledge of the soul, Atma Vidya, right? And Yama spoke this to Nachiketas. That's how it in Kathopanishad it comes, right? Yama said this to Nachiketas, right? Then, first of all, to get to understand this Paramatma Tattvam, people don't get an opportunity to hear about the soul, is it not? People don't get an opportunity to hear about the soul very easily, right? And only if you are very fortunate, your mind and that thoughts will come from inside. And the Antaryami will give you that that desire to hear about the soul. Yeah. And those who have heard about that, among them also, still they have not understood Atma Tattvam. And people who can talk about Atma Tattvam very effectively are very rare. Very, very rare, right? Similarly, those who are hearing Atma Tattvam, able to hear and capture it, also very rare. And there are many, very few people who are qualified for that. So, an expert acharya who has spoken this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita and able to hear that and to realize the truth, such people are also very, very rare. All this is very rare things to happen. Brahmavidya's nature is like that. That is the point Krishna is making here, right? So, what is point is that, for example, all other shastrams, if you study all other shastrams, right, or they will say you will get, there will be bhalashurdi for that. Is it not? All other shastram, in Puranams and all, you will find there is a bhalashurdi for everything, right? It will say that you will get the result of performing so many sacrifices. If you study this particular Puranam, it will say it is equivalent to performing so many sacrifices. It is Bhalashuri, right? Or sometimes they will say you will get a very long span of life. Sometimes they will say you will stay very healthy throughout life. Or it will say it will give you a lot of wealth. This is all Bhalashuri in all the other Puranams, right? But you notice in Bhagavad Gita there is no such Bhalashuri. What is the Bhalashuri of Bhagavad Gita? He says, One who is studying Bhagavad Gita genuinely, sincerely, and understanding is very dear to me. That's the Bhalashudhi of Krishna's, Bhalashudhi of Bhagavad Gita. One who studies Bhagavad Gita seriously and get the proper understanding of Bhagavad Gita is very dear to me. Krishna is saying that. That's all. Nothing else. That's the Bhalashudhi of Bhagavad Gita. Whereas you read Puranams and all that, even in Bhagavadam you will find Bhalashudhi spoken at the 12th canto. Lot of Bhalashudhi is spoken. And Ayusa, Arogyam, Dhanam, and many Sandhanam. If you don't have Sandhanam, you'll have for the rest of the life you come with the Sandhanam. So like this, all kinds of things are spoken in the Puranam. And if people obviously are attracted to all that. They want all that. So in order to attract people to study that book, the Puranams will say all these kind of things. Right? In Bhagavad Gita, no such thing. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if you take it seriously, he is very dear to me. If you study the Bhagavad Gita Shastram, he says. Bhagavad Gita Shastram, that's all. So, and he is very dear to me. So, this dharmyam, dharmyam samvadamavayo, adyeshedijaya imam, dharmyam samvadamavayo, jnana yajnete naham, ishtasyamiti me madhi. So, it has to be understood that it is a jnana yajnam. Jnana yajnam means the knowledge. The jnanam is spoken, spiritual knowledge. Adhyatma vidya. Alpa tattvam is what Bhagavad Gita is all about. Right? So every day one should read Bhagavad Gita. You should not think like any other book, I've read it once or I did twice and then I put it back in the shelf. No. Bhagavad Gita is actually daily one should do upasana with Bhagavad Gita and knowing well that it is Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna, right? And even worshipping that Bhagavad Gita and to thinking that Krishna is talking to us directly. With that bhavam inside, thinking that you are hearing from Krishna, that way you should read Bhagavad Gita. With the bhavam that Krishna is speaking, I am hearing, and he is talking to me in that way on a daily basis, as a yajnam, one who studies Bhagavad Gita that way, he is very dear to me. Krishna is saying here, adyeshyate cha imam dharmyam samvadamavayoho jnana yajnena tenaham ishtasyal iti me mati. He says, adyeshyate cha padishyati imam dharmyam dharmad anabedam samvadarupam grandham avayoho tena idam kritam syal jnana yajnena vidhi japam amshu mana javavamshu manasanam yajnanam jnana yajnyo manasatval vishishtadama iti adaha tena jnana yajnana gita shastrasya adhyayanam stuyate. So Bhagavad Gita is strictly adhering to dharmam, and this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna is actually, one who is studying this is performing a jnana yajnam. There are three yajnam, vidhi yajnam. One is japa yajnam, loudly chanting. Then upamshu yajnam, simply with the lips chanting, not with the loudly. One louder and then with the lips only. And then manasa yajnam, which is in the mind. Not even the lips moving, inside the mind only you are repeating everything, right? Out of the three, the best is the manasa yajnam. When rajogunam tamogunam is very strong, then you should chant loudly. When you are become free from that, then you should chant with the lips. And then if you are feeling very meditative mood, if you have that bhavam, then you should chant within. That is why these three, upamshu, vaikari, manasikam, in the three ways of japam spoken. And the same thing he is talking about here. The yajnanam, jnana yajnam, manasatval, vishishtatamam. With the mind, inside the mind it is vishishtam. Means mananam, good contemplation inside is the best, right? Iti adatena, jnana yajnana, before that he said, vidhi japo, upamshu, manasanam, yajnanam. So, upamshu, vaikari. Vaikari is a louder one. We speaking loudly. then Ubamshu, just with the lips you are reciting, and then Manasayajyam, fully focused inside the mind. Bhalavidi evava devadadi vishayajnanam yatnya bhalatulyam asya bhalam bhavati iti. So, all the other yatnyam, what you have to perform in the Karmakandam, in the Vedam, all that, you will benefit than that is with this jnana yatnyam. Tena adhyayana aham ishta pujitaha syam bhaveyam iti me mamadi nishchaya. Krishna is saying that, through this Gita, studying Gita, it is worship of Krishna. So, then, when one who listens to Bhagavad Gita, it's about the listener now, going to say, without any preconditions, with great attention, one who listens, and without any envy, hate, anger, and things like that, whether he has understood it or not, it's not important, right? But he has come and sat there and listened to it, yeah? In other words, Shravanam, without Chittavritti, Shravanam is most effective. Chittavritti means emotions, thoughts, mind going this way, that way, all these things, right? So Shravanam requires serious control of the mind, in the sense that mind, Rajogunam, Tamogunam creates vikshepam inside. Tamogunam won't allow you to listen. Rajogunam creates vikshepam. If you look at people, you can notice it, how they are listening, how their good Shravanam is. People with good Shravanam, they will not have Rajogunam, Tamogunam in them. They will listen in Satogunam. So, what the problem is, Tamogunam creates, Tamogunam, physically you may be here, but you won't be hearing anything. That is how Tamogunam is. Tamogunam won't allow you to listen. It won't allow you to listen. Rajogunam puts a cover on top of you, Vikshepa. Makes your mind wander around everywhere. That means you are listening and hundreds of things you are doing inside in the mind. Planning so many different things going on. That's not Shravanam. So Shravanam in Rajogunam, Tamogunam, this all will be discussed in detail when we come to three modes of nature. That's where it is. You will understand the power of Rajogunam and Tamogunam. So if you hear with Rajogunam, it won't be effective. If you hear with Tamogunam, you won't even hear it even. Even though physically you are here, you won't hear. And so that is how Shravanam is. Shravanam is a difficult thing, right? So, so Krishna is saying, if the Shravanam is good, even right now, if the knowledge hasn't happened, self-realization has not happened even right now, right? If you had done good Shravanam, you will get a birth in a higher place, higher plane, higher level birth, in a higher planet, in a higher position. At least you will get a birth in the next life. That's what he is saying here. You see, look at the next words. Shraddhavan anasuyascha. These are the conditions. Shraddha, anasuya, free from envy. Shrunu yadaviyo naraha. So abhi mukta shubhan logan. Prapnuyan punya karmana. You may not realize it here, the truth. You may not realize it here. But you will be lifted into a higher plane of existence, higher position, right? Shraddhavan Shraddhadhanaha Anasuyaja Asuya Varjidaha San Imam Grandam Shrunu Yadaviyo Naraha Abhishabdad Kimuta Artat Yanavan Saha Abhi Papa Mukta Shubhan Prashastan Logan Prapniyad Punya Karmanam Agnihotradi Karmavatam. So naturally what will happen is this person who has heard it with Shraddha, without envy, he will get released because he's already practically, Krishna is saying, he will go through the path of Devayana. That means there is no chance of him falling down. He is on his way. He may not make it, but he is already been put on the path. You know the Devayanam process. Devayanam And So Devayanam, what is spoken in Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Bhagavadam, isn't it? That Sadyomukti, Kramamukti. That Kramamukti process, he will be following, he will be going along with that. He said, Krishna is saying that here, right? So if it is like that, he says, Shishyasya Shastrartha Grahana Grahanam, Grahana Grahana Viveka Bubulsaya Prachari, Tadagrahene Yade Puna Grahishyami, Ubaya Andarena Api, Idi Prashto Apiprayaha. Krishna is asking Arjuna, Arjuna, have you understood what I have spoken so far? Have you understood that, right? If he has not understood, Ajari Swamiji is saying here, if he has not understood, Krishna is thinking, is any other way to make him understand? Say any other way. Yatnandaram, yatnandaram, asaya shishya kradartaha, kartavya idi acharya dharmaha pradarshito bhavadi. So, Krishna is thinking his role as an acharya, that if he has doubts, it should be clarified, cleared here itself, right? And he is showing that acharya's duty. As an acharya, Krishna feels the responsibility that the message is gone into Arjuna properly. So that's what he is doing here. So, he mentioned here that the Shraddha is the first thing, right? Shraddha, he says. Anasuya, free from envy. One who hears that, he has understood or not, that is another issue. That's not important, right? But if his Shravanam is good, then even if this knowledge has not worked in him, right at this moment, if the Shravanam was done properly, he will go into the higher planets, or he will go into the Devayanam process. Devayanam, Pitrayanam, two processes, but he will be in the path of Devayanam, right? Shishyastha Shastartha Grahanam, that's what he is saying here. Right? Then he said to Arjuna, have you understood everything, what I have said, right? And then, if you look at the next verse, Kachid edan shrutam partha, toyega agrena chetasa, kachid ajnana samoham, pranashaste dhananjaya. Then, Dhananjaya, have you heard everything, what I have said, right? And the ignorance what you have displayed in the beginning, has it gone from you? Yeah. Kachit kim edad maya uktam shudam shravayena avadharitam partha kim toya egagrena chedasa chityena kim va pramaditam. Have you understood in the right way, or due to your ashraddha, not being properly focused, not sufficient shraddha, therefore have you misunderstood anything? This is, to asking like this is Krishna's nature. Krishna does the same thing to Uddhava also. Because Krishna knows the problem, then we will misunderstand a lot of things, even if you have heard it. So therefore Krishna is again asking, have you got it clearly in your head, what I have spoken? Have you properly understood that? He says, right? Ekadasha skandam, when Krishna talks to Uddhava, similar way Krishna is asking Uddhava also, right? Have you heard it properly? Have you understood it? And has the ignorance gone from you? And in the same way, he is saying here also, in the same way. Kim edad maya yuktam. Kachid ajnana sammoham, ajnana nimittaha sammoham, avivikta bhavaha, avivekaha, sobhavikaha, kim pranashtaha, yadartha ayam shastra shravanayam asa, tava mamacha ubadeshtatrayasa, pravartate tava dhananjaya. I understand your difficulty in hearing this Bhagavad Gita, right? And I have the difficulty in speaking to you properly, this knowledge of the self. But has this helped you in getting out of your ignorance? That's how Krishna puts it. Yeah? And he's asking here, I understand your difficulty in hearing this. Your problem, your struggle in understanding this. And I have difficulty in explaining it to you properly, to get it across to you. My difficulty, Krishna is saying. See that? Jnana nimittam samoham, avivitta bhavaha, avivekaha, swabhavikaha, kim pranashta yadartayam shastra, shranayasa, tava mamasha ubadeshtraya ayasam. Ubadeshtayasam, ayasam, effort in ubadesham, giving it to you. And shravana ayasam, in difficulty in understanding it properly. And has it helped to make you free from your problem of avivegam? What Krishna, he started with, isn't it, Bhagavad Gita? The problem Krishna Arjuna had. Has this relieved your misunderstanding? Misunderstanding and your misconception in the beginning, what you had. Did help, he says. So that's when Arjuna replies what he is saying, what he has to say. So here the thing is, in this verse 72, that he asked him that has the message been received properly, he says, and ajnanam, has it gone? Ajnanam means avidya, has it gone? Moham, illusion you had, has that gone, right? And you know that famous word, salsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nurmohatvam, nurmohatve nishchalatvam, nishchalatve jivan mukti, right? So, so salsangam should end up in nisangatvam. Otherwise that salsangam has not helped. The proof, that is why that verse is important in the Bhajagovindam prayers. Salsangatve nisangatvam must come. If salsangam has not created nisangada, then salsangatvam is not effective. And if nisangada comes, nirmohatvam must come. Nirmoha means illusion. You must become free from the illusion about this world, about oneself. Right? So salsangam leads to nisangam. Nisangatvam means sangam goes away, attachment goes away from everything. That's the benefit of salsangam. Salsangam leads to detachment. Detachment leads to freedom from illusion. Illusion goes away. Nirmohate nishchalatattvam. If illusion goes away, you get established in the self. Nishchalatattvam. Nishchalatattva jivan mukti. You are a liberated person then. That state. Right? So he is saying here that Arjuna is answering that question. Right? That is the next two words. 73. Nashto moha. Smridir labdha, tol prasada maya achyuda, sidosmi gada sandeham, karishe vajanam tava. So, his point is that the avidya has gone from me, moham has gone from me, and I have forgotten about myself, who I am. I have got it back. Nashto moham, smridir labdhva. Like we are all now, we have lost, isn't it? We haven't got it back yet. Nashto moham, smridir labdhva. And so, if Bhagavad Gita is capable of doing that, so that smriti, that what is that smriti? That we are that andaryami inside. That bodily concept has gone, he says. So, Bhagavadam and Bhagavad Gita, if it is heard properly, even if you get that wind that just comes on you after hearing Bhagavadam or Bhagavad Gita, the smriti should come back. And smriti. So, sridosmi gada sandeha karishe vajanam tava. Yeah. And earlier you have seen here that that the nashto moham ajnana jaha samasta samsara anartha hetu sagraha iva dustaraha smriti cha atmatattva vishayam labdha yasyaha labhat sarvagrandhinam vipramokshaha tul prasada tava prasada maya tul prasadam ashrayena achyuda. Arjuna says to Krishna, Achyuda, due to my avidya and due to the material existence, which is like difficult to cross over, which is the cause of all the anartham in life. And due to that, the Brahman that has created in me, that's gone after hearing from you. Right? And mainly because I am taking your shelter. Therefore, because I have taken your shelter, and because of that, I have received this knowledge of the soul. Atma-tattvam. Yeah? And I am tied down before with various things. Remember when you started Bhagavad Gita? Arjuna was saying, what will I do with my teachers, my family members, my relations, this, that and the other. Arjuna is saying, such bondage is all now taken out from me. I am not in that, shackles has gone away from me and I am very peaceful inside now after hearing this. Anena Mohanasha prasna prativachanena sarva shastrartha jnana bhalam etavad eva iti nishchitam darshitam bhavadi yad ukta ajnana samohanasham alma smriti labaha cha. So these questions, Ajahnya Swamiji is saying this, right, has been asked to make a person free from illusion. We are all in moham, isn't it? We all heard that moham. Moham means illusion, right? So in order to destroy that illusion, this question answer has happened. And the purpose of all these things is to get that knowledge by which that illusion goes away. And due to that, avidya inside us, the brandi what we have, brandi means that madness what is inside us. And when that gets destroyed, you get back the Atma Smriti, your original identification as the soul, Antaryami realization comes back, he says. Tathaja Shrudo, Analpa Vid Shochadi. All these are all, you see what he's saying here, Labdhva Yasya Sarva Granthinam Vipramoksha. It's all from Chandokya Vinashat. Tathaja Shrudo, Analpa Vid Shochadi, Chandokyam. Idi Ubanyasya Atma Jnane Sarva Granthi Vipramoksha Uktaha, Chandokyam. They are all from Chandokya Vinashat taken. These things, right? Shruti, so Vedam also says, Upanishad also says, if you have not realized the self, he is still in a distressed condition, right? Whereas realized a person, he becomes joyful and jubilant, right? And the same thing in Mundaka Upanishad, Vidyade Hrudaya Granthi, Chidyande Sarva Samshaya, Shriyande Chasya Karmani, Vishnu Yavatmanishwari. And then Ishopanishad also, Tatra ko mohaha kaha shokaha egatvam anivashyata. So all these Upanishad quotations, Ishopanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, Chandokya Upanishad, all of them are saying that self-realization is the solution to the problem. If that happens, then all your connections with the material existence, or you become free from the three modes of nature, you become free from the body, mind, senses and all that. And you experience your real self, who you are at that point, right? And then you realize that there is only one here. There is not many. Atma is one. And you become one with that. Yeah? Atha idanim tvachasane sthita asmi gada sandeha mukta samsheha karishe vajanantaha aham tul prasadal kridato na mama kartavyam asti idi avipraya. He's saying, now I am become your servant. You order me, I'll do what you want me to do, right? Doubts have all gone from me. I have no more doubts. Siddhosmi gada sandeham. Karishe vajanam tava, right? Because you are pleased with me, I feel satisfied. And I don't feel that I have any kartavyam as such. What you tell me, I'll do that. Arjuna has become like that, right? Parisamamta shastrartha udanim kada sambandha pradarshanartham sanjay vacha. So with that, the Gita Shastram is finishing there. Yeah, Gita Shastram is finishing there. And he says that Arjuna said, my moham has gone and the knowledge of the self has come and I have understood who I am. So we have to understand, Krishna has given this to him temporarily. And later on, Krishna wants him to analyze everything and make it on his own. That happens much later, right? Arjuna says that, I realize that I am not this body. And that proper, separately from the body, I exist. My existence, awareness, bodham. I have got that. Not because of my, I am clever, not because of that. Tol prasadal. Because of your mercy, I got it. So, through your kripa or mercy, I, Achyuta, not only that, I am established in that. Stithosmi. Stithosmi means established in that, right? Steady, in other words. I become steady, established, right? And all the doubts have gone from me. Now you tell me what do I want, what do you want me to do? I'll do that. Because I've known what I have to know. Nothing else I have to achieve in this world. Now, in life, whatever is in front of me, in the form of prarabdham, whatever is in, prarabdhaya samarpitam svabahu ityesha manisha mama. In Manisha Panchakam also the same thing says there. Whatever prarabdham is there to be gone through, I'm ready to go through. And I'm willing to hand over this body to prarabdham. In other words, I'm willing to hand over this body to prarabdham. Means, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And whatever happens according to prarabdham, I'll accept it. In that way, right? So, what is my dharmam? I'll do that. You tell me that. And I have no problem, he said. Ajnanam sammoha nashaha albas pradilapamaha. So, all the doubts, both things have happened. What is that? First thing he said that, moham has gone, illusion has gone. Secondly, Atma Smriti Labha. I got back my spiritual identity, he's saying here. So, all the doubts have gone from here. So, this is that state what it is in the Bhagavadam, it is in the Mundaka Upanishad, Vidyate Hriday Granthi. Chidyande Sarva Samshaya. All the doubts have gone. Shriyande Jase Karmani. All the karma is finished. Dushto Evatmaneshwari. I realize who I am in that way. Right? So, karma has gone from me, which means that kartrutvam has also gone. And now you, only then you can say like this, kartrutvam has gone, karma has gone. And therefore you tell me what you have to do, what you want me to do, I'll do that. And through your prasadam, I am fully in shanti state, peaceful about everything. Right, there is nothing I have to achieve in this world. There is nothing I have to know in this world anymore. This is the benefit of self-realization. That you have no, this jijnyasa in life, to know so many things, one after the other. There are people like that, they want to know everything in this world. It's a disease. Jijnyasa is also a disease. You have to know what should be known. That is more important. Not that you know everything. That is a disease. That's called a jijnyasa. Jijnyasa is a disease unless you understand if it is Brahma jijnyasa. So Brahma jijnyasa is good, but all other jijnyasa is useless. So, so that's what he's saying here. From what I have heard, he said, Mukta Sangha Samachara, Kam Vachanam, all that, Karishya Vachanam Tava Atal Prasadal, all he said, like that, right? Then, Gita Shastram is finished here, and one person had a little problem. What was that? Vishada Yogam, here Arjuna said that my doubts have all gone, illusion has gone, I am satisfied. You tell me what my dharma is, I will do that. And now I will do what you want me to do. And this is the symptom of knowledge. When knowledge comes in a person, these thoughts will come in from him. He will speak like this. When proper knowledge of the self comes in a person, his response will be like this. I have understood everything now. I don't need to know anything anymore. And my doubts have gone away. the illusion has gone away. I am satisfied. Now whatever dharma is to be done, I'll do that, right? So, people think like this. When knowledge comes in a person, some people say that he won't be able to do anything. And it is misunderstanding. Actually, when there is proper knowledge inside, that is when you will be able to do the karmam properly. If karmam, because you'll be able to execute the karmam without the ownership of I am the doer and I am the enjoyer, if the knowledge is inside. That is when you are doing the karmam properly, without ownership, without I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, which means without ragadvesham. So when spiritual knowledge comes to a person, the impact of that is that when he does karmam, there will be aham mama won't be there. Ragadvesham won't be there. So, strictly speaking, that only a jnani can do a karmam properly. We cannot do karmam properly. When we do karmam, aham mama comes. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer comes. When we do karmam, ragadvesham comes. Vasana gets created. So, therefore, when we do karmam, we get vindicated or we get entangled in that. Jnani's case, because he has the knowledge, he has realized who he is, when he does karmam, he doesn't get bound. He can do karmam, but he doesn't get bound. That's the benefit of the knowledge. That's what he's saying here. Right? So, therefore, Krishna, Arjuna is saying very openly to Krishna, Karishe vajanam tava, Siddhosmi gadasandeha, Karishe vajanam tava. Tell me what you want me to do, I'll do that, he says. Right? And then Sanjay is saying here, Ityaham vasudevasya, Parthasya ja mahalmanaha, Samvadam ashrausha, Albudam romaharshanam. Iti evam vasudevasya, Parthasya ja mahalmana samvadam, Imam yathoktam, ashrausham, Shrutavan asmi albudam, Atyanda vismayakaram, romaharshanam, romanjakaram. Sanjay is saying this conversation between Arjuna and Krishna is amazing. Krishna, or Sanjay is saying here, right? And not only then he says here that it creates, my hair stands up when I hear this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. He says, how could I hear that? Because of Vedavyasa Maharshi's mercy, I was able to hear that, right? So, Vedavyasa Maharshi gave him this special power to hear this conversation. Even though from a long distance, Krishna was speaking to Arjuna, right? Sanjay was able to hear that due to Vedavyasa Maharshi's blessings, right? And he was able to understand what Krishna was saying. That power also Vedavyasa has given to Sanjay, right? So, Sanjay is saying, because of Vedavyasa Maharshi's blessings, I got the opportunity to hear Bhagavad Gita, right? And you can see Sanjay's Guru Bhakti here to Vedavyasa. Vedavyasa is Sanjay's Guru. So, his Guru Bhakti you can see in that verse, right? So, due to Vedavyasa Maharshi's Kripa, his mercy, this Bhagavad Gita I was able to hear from a long distance and able to experience it. And that is what he is saying in the next verse. Vyasa prasadad shrutavan edal guhyam aham param yogam yogeshwaral krishnal sakshal kathayata swayam. So this yogam Krishna was saying, and I heard it directly from Krishna because that power Vedavyasa could give it to him. Vyasa prasadad tado divya chakshur labhad shrutavan edam samvadam guhyam aham param yogam, yogarthatval samvadam imam yogam, evava yogeshwaral krishnal sakshal kathayataha swayam na parambarataha. Vedavyasa Maharshi gave him that divine eyes to see this and able to hear that what Krishna has spoken to Arjuna. I did not hear through anybody else, Sanjay says. I also heard it directly from Krishna. Three personalities heard Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna, Anjaneya Swami on the flag, and Sanjaya, three of them. So whatever he heard, he delivered that to Dhritarashtra, who Sanjay. That was his duty. He did that, right? So then he says that, "Hey Rajan, Dhritarashtra, samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imam albudam keshava arjunayoho punyam shravanad abhi papaharam shrutva krishyami cha muhur muhu pradikshanam." So he is saying this to Dhritarashtra. "Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imam albudam keshava arjunayoho punyam krishyami cha muhur muhu." And then he said that Vyasa Prasadal, because of Vedavyasa Maharshi's prasadam, I was able to hear, and Guhyam, and I heard this confidential topic, Bhagavad Gita, right? What is this Guhyam? That question always comes, isn't it? Krishna keeps saying Guhyam, Guhyam, Guhyam. What is this Guhyam? That because it is yogam, it is a yoga, isn't it? Jnanam, karmam, bhakti, it's all, how does it become yogam? That is the important part, right? Kathopanishad also says the same thing about this yogam, right? And yogam, in the sense, that is the reason, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, every chapter, it will say, Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre. First of all, it will say it's an Upanishad. Gita Upanishad Su. Then it will say Brahma Vidya. First it is Upanishad. Then it is Brahma Vidya. Then it is Yoga Shastram. All the three things in the original other Bhagavad Gitas you will find in the, if you buy from the, the one Gita, what is published from, yeah, Gita Press and all, you will see all other Bhagavad Gitas. This big ends with this. Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishadsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Pratama Adhyayaha. Like that, every adhyaya finishes like that, right? So this Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre, it has come from Kathopanishad. It is, that's how it is. It's coming from Kathopanishad, right? This sampradaya, this system, right? So, this Vidya, Brahma Vidya and Yoga Shastram, joining them together. One thing, it is Brahma Vidya, pure spiritual knowledge of the self, right? Then it is Yoga Shastram, its practical applications, how that works, right? So, Kathopanishad speaks like that. So, and then Kathopanishad, on that lines, Krishna has spoken here also, in the same way. Vyasa Prasada Shutaban, Etat Guhyadamam Param Yogam. So, yogam is what is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. It is yogam, right? You can see jnana yogam, bhakti yogam, raja yogam, karma yogam. All are yogam at the end, right? Everything is yogam. And you heard this from Yogeshwara, Krishna. Yatra Yogeshwara or Krishna. Krishna is Yogeshwara, right? You are hearing from Krishna. So, Sanjay is saying here that Krishna, when he spoke this to Arjuna, I had the good fortune of listening to this from him directly. That is Sanjaya's good fortune, able to listen to it, right? For 9 days, Sanjaya was present in the battlefield. It is in the Mahabharata. For 9 days, he was there, right? When Bhishma fell, then that's when he left the place, right? It is when Bhishma, till Bhishma had fallen in the battlefield, Dhritarashtra was thinking that they are going to win the war, because nobody could beat Bhishma. Bhishma was so powerful. And Dhritarashtra could never accept that even though Krishna is with Pandavas, that Pandava will win, because Bhishma is with them. So he was living in that illusion, who? Dhritarashtra. So Dhritarashtra thought that Kauravas will win. And Duryodhana was also fully convinced. But when ninth day, when Bhishma fell, the whole equation changed. They realized that things are not that simple. It's not going to be so simple, right? So, that is when Dhritarashtra wanted to hear what is going on there. And then he realized that this battle, this Mahabharata war, in which direction it will go. He was having doubts about that, right? He had hopes about it till Bhishma fell, right? That he thought Duryodhana will win. But when Bhishma fell, that that's when he asked Sanjaya, tell me what's happening there. When he got to know this, Bhishma had fallen, right? It is at that time Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra started. Bhagavad Gita was spoken at that time, right? And Arjuna and Sanjaya delivered this to Dhritarashtra at that point. So, Sanjaya was there when Bhagavad Gita was spoken for the 9 days. Before that, Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjuna before the battle started. But Sanjaya was in the battlefield, but when this happened, Sanjaya has come to Dhritarashtra to talk to him, because Dhritarashtra wanted to know from him what happened. Here he comes after the ninth day, and then he's telling the whole story to Dhritarashtra, right? So these are things happening in the middle of the battle. 18 days of war lasted. These things have happened right in the middle of the battle, right? And when Sanjaya was in the battlefield, the Kauravas caught him also. And then they took that Sanjaya is a part of the Pandavas, and Kauravas started giving him trouble. Then he showed his identity card and told them that I am just a reporter, I have nothing to do, you know, like they do in our modern wars also, the press people do. Same way Sanjaya said, I don't belong to any other party, right? And I am just a emissary, or I am a representative. And then he was left free. He was not given any trouble, like that. Like the same system, not different. And that is how he comes here. And that Sanjaya is saying here, Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imam albhudam kesha varjaneyo punyam krishyami cha muhur muhu, right? So, when you hear the words of Sanjaya, the impression you get from that is, he feels the benefit of a good salsangam what he had with Krishna. The benefit of that salsangam. That's how he is expressing his happiness. If you read Sanjaya's verses, you can see the happiness in his mind of getting a good salsangam with Krishna. Right. So, he's saying here, what a shastram is this Bhagavad Gita? It's gambhiryam, the depth of this Bhagavad Gita, right? And its beauty. Thinking about this, Sanjaya is saying, and this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, I keep on thinking about that, and I feel purified myself because of that, right? And so, and he's saying here, Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imam albhudam kesha arjunayo punyam khrishyami cha muhur muhu. Again and again, it is bringing happiness in my heart. Khrishyami cha muhur muhu. Again and again, khrishyami. I'm feeling happy inside, he said. Yeah? Khrishyami cha muhur muhu. And so, the important, he says that, who is Rajan samsmritya samsmritya? Again, he is saying the next words also. 77, if you look, he is saying the same thing. Yeah, Rajan samsmritya samsmritya, tacha samsmritya samsmritya, irubam atyalbudam hare, vismayo me mahan Rajan, khrishyami cha puna puna. Earlier he said khrishyami cha muhur muhu. Now he is saying khrishyami cha puna puna. He is not able to control himself. The happiness he is getting after hearing the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. So, why is it like that? The nature of this Shastram, Gita Shastram, is like that. And this thing what Sanjay is saying here is the same thing what you have to see in that verse also. Which one? Shravanayavi Bahubur Yona Labhyaha. You remember there what he said in the Kathopanishad, right? Ashayo Jnada Kushalani Shishtaha. That a person who has got it, how he feels, Kathopanishad says, Atma Tattva, knowledge of the soul, when you get it, means when you realize it, what you get it, that happiness what you get is Kathopanishad saying, and Sanjay is the example of that. You understand? That this verse, what in Kathopanishad said, Shravanayobi Bahubur Yona Labhyuhu, Shranandobi Bahubo Yona Vidyuhu, Ashirya Vakta Kushalasya Labdha, Ashirya Jnada Kushalani Shishta. An acharya who has realized it, when he gives it, it is acharyam. A disciple, qualified, clever, who got it, not just heard, but who got it properly, he is acharyam, he says. He is amazing when he gets it. And this Sanjay is the example of that. That's what it is. So you have to read that verse as a proof of that as Sanjay here. What Kathopanishad said? The proof is this Sanjay here. You see, he's not able to stop himself. He's saying, Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imam albhudam keshav arjuneyo punyam hrishyamija mohur moho. I can't control myself. I'm feeling so blissful, excited about it. And again he's saying the same thing. Chatya samsmritya samsmritya rubam atyalbhudam hare vismayo me mahan rajan hrishyamija punya punya. Here he is saying, Rupam Atyalbudam Hare. What is that Rupam he is talking about? Rupa means that this knowledge, the knowledge Rupam, how this knowledge has impacted on him, that is the Rupam he is talking about. Not the Rupam of Arjuna and Krishna, but the Rupam of this knowledge, what has come gone inside him, right? So, that is why this Bhagavad Gita is another form of Krishna. Hari is another form is Bhagavad Gita. And when I keep thinking about it, Krishna, Arjuna, Sanjay is saying that I get completely excited about that. Samskrita Rupam, Atyalbhudam Hare Vishwarupam. And the universal form also, what has happened there, right? So, then he says, more or less, Sanjay is in a samadhi state when he has spoken this, right? By now, after hearing this, it has become like that. Bhagavad Gita has impacted him so much that he is in a samadhi state, right? So, Vivekananda mentioned about this, right? He says that there are many pictures people have drawn. Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, is it not? In every Bhagavad Gita you will find a picture outside, Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna hearing that, right? And, however you may draw the picture, to bring this way Krishna has delivered that knowledge, and the face of Krishna that way, has not happened till now. How Krishna spoke these verses, right? And it is not possible to bring it because it's a spiritual topic. On the face, how the expression will come. We have drawn Krishna's pictures, so many available now, isn't it? Many, many great artists have drawn Krishna's pictures. And there are so many pictures of Krishna in the chariot, Arjuna hearing Bhagavad Gita and all that. But this impression of Krishna giving that spiritual knowledge, how should that reflect on Krishna's face? That nobody has drawn any picture so far, and nobody can draw that. It's not possible. Only a realized person will know what it is. It is to be known that way, right? So, so thinking all these things, Sanjay is getting excited about it, right? And thinking about his form, that ecstasy, when Krishna was speaking, that ecstasy, right? Samadhi state he has come, and he is full of that excitement. And with that, the last verse. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shir Vijayo Bhudir, Dhruva Nidhir Madhur Mama. Right? So, this our Sanjay, he has given Nidhi Upadesham. Nidhi Upadesham means that giving people proper guidance based on Shastra. Nidhi. Nidhi Shastram is there. What is right and wrong? Nidhi Shastram. And Sanjay has done that many times to many people at different times. In fact, he has done that to Dhritarashtra also. Nidhi Shastram. To make Dhritarashtra convinced that going for war is wrong. He should solve the problem otherwise by negotiations or through accepting Krishna's position. So, Sanjay, like Vidura, also tried. Vidura also, Vidura Niti is famous in the Bhagavatam. Vidura Niti. And Vidura spoke to Dhritarashtra. That is called Vidura Niti. Similarly, Sanjay also spoke Nidhi Shastra. Nidhi Shastra means justice. What is justice? Right? Right thing to do. That is Nidhi Shastra. So Sanjay has done that many times before. So Sanjay, he says, here he is saying, this is my Nidhi. Dhruva Nidhir Madhur Mama. My Nidhi is this. Nidhi means, I feel this is the right thing. What he has spoken, right? And all Nidhi finishes here with Bhagavad Gita. All the Nidhi is over. Because wherever Krishna is present, and wherever there is Arjuna present with the bow and arrow in his hands, and Krishna who is Yogeshwara, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, are there, Arjuna is there, there all opulences, success, and all kinds of samruddhi, wealth, knowledge, everything is there. When Yogeshwara Krishna is present, and when Arjuna who carrying the bow and arrow, he is present, in that place, the dharmam is there. They will follow dharmam. They are the best adherents of dharmam, right? What they do is dharmam, and that is dharmam, and that is knowledge, and this is nidhi. Because Krishna should be there, and there should be a devotee who is willing to listen to Krishna. Krishna should be there, and there should be a devotee who will listen to Krishna. Then if there is a situation like that, everything is there. Dharmam is there, knowledge is there, and then Nidhi will be there. Whatever happens there will be justice. So all that Sanjay has spoken in that. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shir Vijayo, Vijayo Bhudi, Dhruva, Nidhi, Madhi, Mama. That is my opinion, he said like that. Sanjay said like that, right? So Yatra Yasmin Pakshe, Yogeshwaraha, Sarva Yoganam Ishwaraha, Tal Prabhavatval Sarva Yoga Bijasecha Krishno, Yatra Partho, Yasmin Pakshe, Dhanurdharo, Gandhiva Dhanva, Tatra Shrihi, Tasmin Pandavanam Pakshe, Vijayaha, Eva Bhudihi, Shriyo Vishesho Vistaro Bhudihi, Dhruva Avyabhijarini, Nidhi Nayaha, Iti Evam Madhi Mama Iti. So, that is what essentially it means, the same thing, right? So, here, you will see that Sanjay has given his final opinion about it. And if you look Bhagavad Gita from beginning to end, there is a way of presenting things. All great personalities, that's what they do. First, they will tell you everything in essence. Then they will expand on everything. And then they will summarize everything. It's called in Shastra, this is a method in the Sanskrit literature. Upakrama means initial exposition of the tattva in detail. Then there will be a a detailed explanation to it, and then what is called Upasamharam. Upasamharam means conclusions of the whole thing. So, Bhagavad Gita began with that. Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre Mum Veda Yul Sava. Yeah, Pandava Seva Kimakur Vada Sanseya. Right? So, Dharmaha, Dharma Kshetram it is. You see, Dharmam was to be established. Dharmam means, there's also another name of Krishna is Dharmam. And Krishna's name is Dharmam. In Vishnu Sahasranam you will find this. Dharmo Dharma Vittamaha. Another name of Krishna is Dharmam. So, Bhagavad Gita began with Dharmam. And Bhagavad Gita finished with the word Mama. Bhagavad Gita began with the words Dharmam, Dharma Kshetra. And Bhagavad Gita finishes with the word Mama. If you join these two words, Mama Dharmaha, what is my Dharma? That question is answered, right? So, if you want to know Mama Dharmam, Dharmam, Mama. If you want to know Mama Dharmam, what your Dharmam is, the answer is Gita Shastra. Study Gita Shastra, and that is Mama Dharmam. You have to connect it, these two words like that. Dharmam, Mama, right? So, you will know the secret of Dharmam if you study Bhagavad Gita well. Otherwise, we will always have confusion in this world. What is Dharmam? We will keep asking, right? And that Dharma cannot be answered in one word. You have to absorb Gita Shastram. And from Gita Shastram, you have to know what your Dharma is. Like Arjuna got to know in the same way, right? So, that means if you know Gita Shastram well, then you will know that only Atma Jnanam is important. All other things have no relevance at all. When we are asking this question, what is Dharmam? We are asking it from a bodily level. Is it not? I am in this body now. I am living as a householder in some house, somewhere, in family, children. What is my Dharmam if you ask? The answer to that is that whatever you do, at the end, if you realize the self, then you have executed your Dharmam. But if you have not realized the self, whatever other Dharmam you have done in this world, it's all not helped very much. Do you get the point? Krishna's point is like that. Self-realization, to make the goal of life, is our first Dharma. To realize the self. To utilize this human life for self-realization. And do all efforts what's possible. And for that, to understand Bhagavad Gita properly. Only then you can do it properly. Otherwise, you will have difficulties, right? So, Bhagavad Gita is the engine, driving force for self-realization. It is in that way to be understood. So, it is in that context it is spoken, right? All the many, you can see, we began in the second chapter, the 11th verse where it began. Ashochyan anyashojastvam prajnyavadam sabhashase yadasona gadasomscha nanishochandi panditaha, right? So, that is, Bhagavad Gita began with that. Yeah. What was he saying? If you have knowledge, you won't be in distress. If you have no knowledge, you will feel distress, life. Ashochyan anyashojastvam prajnyavadam sabhashase. Yeah. So, that verse began with that. So, Bhagavad Gita's point is, if you have no knowledge, you will suffer in this world, right? Why? Because that, why you won't have distress? Because Krishna says that actually there is no such thing called birth and death. And Krishna explained that in that verse, Nasado Vidyade Bhav, in the 16th verse, right? Nasado Nabhavo Vidyade Sada Ubhayora Vidyashtandam Sanayar Tatudarshivi. So, Krishna said that, the conclusion is that this truth you must know about that verse, Nasado Vidyade Bhava, Nabhava Vidyade Sadha, right? So, and Arjuna heard all these things, right? And then Krishna also spoke to him about Karma Yoga there. Karmani Vadhyarase, that is how karma should be performed in this world. Madhu Sangosta Karmani. Then, Arjuna asked him about the symptoms of a Sthita Prajna. Who is Sastrida Prajna? Steady intelligence. Who is that? Right. So then he mentioned to him, Prajahadi Yada Kaman, Sarvan, Parthamanogadan, Alpaniv, Alpanatushta, those things. Right. So then in the third chapter, Krishna spoke about the Karma Yoga. So second chapter, all these important things what Krishna has spoken, then the Karma Yoga he has spoken. In this way, many other yogam he came about with, in many several chapters, Jnana Yogam, Jnana Karma Sannyasa Yogam, and then Sannyasa Yogam, then Atmasamyamana Yogam, Dhyana Yogam, and in the seventh chapter he spoke about Jnana Vijnana Yogam, and the eighth chapter Akshara Brahma Yogam, and the ninth chapter he spoke about the Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Yogam. And at the end of that, right in the middle of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna put that word, Ananyaschindayantomam Yajanam Parivasade Tesham Nithyabhayuktanam Yogakshemam Mahamiham. If you look at Bhagavad Gita, that comes as the middle, right in the middle of that, in the Bhagavad Gita's verses, right? Rajavidya, Rajayogam, that is what it was, right? And when you have a chain around your neck, there is a locket at the bottom, that verse is like that. Ananyaschindayantomam Yajanam Parivasade verses, right? Then the 10th chapter, he has spoken Vibhuti Yogam, Krishna's opulences, right? And there he has spoken the Atma Tattvam, Aham Atma Gudagesha, Sarva Buddha Shastida, Aham Adhyancha Madhyancha Buddha Anamandamayavacha. That's the proof of that. Yeah, that is the Atma Tattvam he has spoken. Then 11th chapter, he spoke the universal form, Vishwarupa Darshanam Yogam. And then he said that, he gave Darshanam to Arjuna and told him that Sharanagati is the right thing to do. And bhakti. And then, in the next chapter, Krishna spoke about bhakti. What bhakti is. Well, bhakti is a very complicated topic, is it not? So, bhakti, instead of talking about bhakti, what did he do? He spoke about a person who has got bhakti. That's how Krishna taught bhakti. Instead of saying what bhakti is, he spoke, a bhakta will be like this, he said. His qualities he spoke. From that you have to understand what bhakti is. Adveshta Sarva Bhudanam, all those verses. Yeah. Then in the 13th chapter, Krishna spoke about Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yogam, where Krishna established that this Kshetrajna is me. Krishna is a Kshetrajna. Kshetram is this body. Kshetrajna inside us all is he, is Krishna. That's, he established that in that chapter. Then, Kshetrajnam Chabhimam Vidhi, Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. You can't be more explicit than that. I am the Kshetrajnam in all the Kshetram. Kshetram means this body. And the Kshetrajnam of the body is me, Krishna saying. Kshetrajnam Chabhimam Vidhi, Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. So, after saying that, in the 14th chapter, Krishna compared the three modes of material nature, Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogam. Then in the 15th chapter, he spoke Purushottama Yogam. Krishna's Purushottama, right? Krishna's Swarupam as Purushottama, right? And he spoke about this material existence, Samsara Vriksha. All that is discussed in the 15th chapter. And and then he said there that the Samsara Vriksham, one must cut it from the very root itself. Is it not? Adashordam prasanna prayala urdhamoolam athashaga ashwatham prakuravveyam chandam sesya parani yasam vedas vedavet. So the whole description of samsaram is in that chapter. And he said that at the very root of this tree, you must cut it off. Right? Asanga shastrena dhradena chitva tadaparamdal parimargidavyam. All those verses. We'll discuss that later. And then 15th chapter that is spoken, and then the 16th chapter, Devasura Sambhadiva, divine and the demonic nature. And in the 17th chapter, Shraddhatra Vibhaga Yogam, how Shraddha comes in a person, in Sattagunam, Rajagunam, Tamagunam, how Shraddha is present. And finally, 18th chapter, Krishna called it as Moksha Sannyasa Yogam. In that way, Bhagavad Gita is the last chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is over. So, We started this on April, 1st April. So it's probably practically taken 3 months to, and we had many more extra classes in these 3 months. We got in May because of the good weather and early hours, bright light, everything helped a lot. So now what we'll do is, at least now 18th chapter you understood how it is. All chapters are important. We will break up into two. From 10th onwards we will start now. 10 to 17 we will finish. So that from 10 to 18th is already done. So from 10th chapter we will begin now. And we will continue right up to 17th. And then we will go back to the first part. First to 9th chapter. Everything Krishna willing. We don't know what will happen. Anything can happen to anybody, isn't it? So let's do that. We'll go to the tenth chapter. Tenth chapter. Is a Vibhuti Yoga, isn't it? It's Vibhuti Yoga. So everything what Krishna says will have a connection with the previous chapter. It is from the previous chapter the next chapter comes out. There is that only thing when you get to know that connection, then you really understand that there is only one science here spoken, science of the soul. From different angles it's spoken to understand the soul. Yeah. So let us start with that. The time is 6:25. Ajaya Swamiji begins this saying, Saptame adhyaye Bhagavadaha tattvam vibhuteha cha prakashidaha Navame cha atha idanim yeshu yeshu bhaveshu Chindyo bhagavan te bhava vaktavyaha Tattvam cha bhagavado vaktavyam uktam Abhi durvitnyayatva iti adha Shri Bhagavan vacha. Krishna's tattvam and vibhuti, they were spoken in the 7th and the 9th chapter. 7th chapter is titled in English, it is Knowledge of the Absolute, isn't it? Actually it is the Jnana Vijnana Yoga. 7th is an important chapter. All the chapters are important, but still some chapters are a lot more heavy with knowledge of the soul, right? So 7th chapter is a very powerful chapter. That is where Krishna talks about Maya. And the effect of, you know, where what we are, jiva is, bhumira panalo vayu khammano buddhirevaja ahangaram idiyame bhinna prakriti rashtada. That ahangaram, everything belongs to prakriti, to maya. So 7th chapter when we study, we will see that, how deep that, important that 7th chapter is. Yeah. Similarly, 9th chapter also very important, rajavidya, rajaguhyam. Lot of things Krishna has spoken in the 7th and the 9th chapter, right? And from now on, Krishna will say, in this Vibhuti Yogam, he will say that how one should think about Krishna. Because even though it's spoken before, because it's difficult to grasp it so easily, again Krishna is saying this. So, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, yeah? Bhuya eva mahabaho shrunume paramam vaja yateham priyamanaya vakshyami hita kameya. Krishna says that listen to me, Arjuna, and because I want you to become happy, freedom from this situation, and because I want you to feel auspiciousness, I want to talk to you about this, he says. So, anubhuti, that is anubhuti, yeah? Experiencing Krishna inside, as Antaryami. So, in several places in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spoken this anubhuti. Anubhuti means experiencing Krishna within. That is self-realization. In other words, saying it is self-realization. Experiencing Krishna inside is another way of saying self-realization. Self is Krishna. Krishna is inside. I realize that, that's called Anubhuti. So this Anubhuti is spoken in Bhagavad Gita in various ways. In various ways. Through bhakti it is spoken, through jnanam it is spoken, through yogam it is spoken. Then it is also spoken in another words. For example, if you get over three modes of material nature, gunatita state, that is the same Anubhuti then. Only you are using different terminologies. That Anubhuti is spoken in different ways. As bhakti, jnanam, yogam, gunadita state. And it is the same thing Krishna is saying, sthita prajnatum. Another word for that. All these words are important because they were all spoken at different situations depending on Arjuna's questions. When Arjuna talks about Maya, wanted to know about it, gunadita style was spoken. When Arjuna wanted to know about the state of a person who is in the realized state, sthita prajnatum was spoken. So basically, all of them means the same thing. Gunatitan, sthita prajna, and similarly, yogi, jnani, bhakta, whatever say you call, you, whatever way you say this, whatever way you say it, it all means the same thing. That's the important thing to know. We shouldn't get disturbed over it. Oh, there you say like sthita prajna, here you are saying gunatita, and there you are saying yogi, here you are saying jnani, there you are saying bhakta. All that means is the same, one and the same thing. What is that thing? Experiencing Krishna inside us. That Krishna is there inside us, Antaryami. That's realization. That's what it means, right? So, that is the surubham of Anubhuti. One word in Shastram is Anubhuti. Anubhuti means experiencing Krishna inside us, right? And that has to be experienced only. It cannot be spoken. It has to be experienced, right? So, it is like this. He said, suppose somebody brought here some nice gulab jamun and asked me to say an opinion about it. What opinion can I give unless I eat it? He said, no, only if it goes inside, then I can say it was a good gulab jamun. But this spiritual knowledge is like that. I can study and read and think and all of, talk about it, but if I am not experiencing it inside, then I have not benefited from that. So it is like this, the food, if you want to say opinion about the food, it has to go inside. That's Anubhuti. Anubhuti is like that. Spiritual knowledge has to go inside and it has to become your experience. If it comes in experience level, within you, if you experience it, then it is Anubhuti. Right? So, and many great personalities, they have said this, that we can't speak about it, what we are experiencing. Arunagirinath said that. How can I say, he said, what I am experiencing inside? How can I say to somebody else, he said? Because it is so samvedyam. It is your own experience, right? So here, the topic of discussion in Bhagavad Gita is that knowledge, experience of the self. How to experience the self, right? Alpanubhav. Bhagavad Anubhavam. So, Acharya Swami mentioned this in the beginning. Samastha Vedartha Sara Sangraha Bodham. In the Ubolkhadam, he uses that word, right? In other words, all Vedam, its essence, and you have condensed that, and that is in the Bhagavad Gita. That is what Bhagavad Gita is, right? Samastha Veda Artha Sara Sangraha Bodham. All Vedic knowledge, if you completely churn it over and take out the extract the essence out of it and presented it. That is Bhagavad Gita. Samastha Veda Artha Sara Sangraha Bhudam. Ajay Swami says this. So that means he is so convinced about Bhagavad Gita's message that what he finds there, all the Upanishads in that. He finds Brahma Sutram there. And he finds Yogam there. He finds Karmagandam there. Everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. So, so a mantram, if it is properly, purasharanam they call it, if it is properly chanted for a sufficient number of times, or a sufficient period of time, then you get to perfection. Amrutattvam comes from that, deathlessness, in other words. And the reason for that is that tameva atmanam anyo vacha vimunchandi. Ultimately, we have to know only one thing in this world, right? To know ourselves, who we are. That's all. All other knowledge comes and goes. There's not much of a benefit than that, isn't it? All the other knowledges, what we have, information we have collected in this world. So many things people are wanting to know. But they don't realize it, that all that knowledge is, at the end, it's useless. You get to know so many things in this world. What is the benefit from that? What do I know? What do I get from that at the end? So, the Vedam says that you got to know only one thing. Who are you? Who am I? Let's put it in another way. That's the only thing you have to know. Who am I? And in that, the whole essence of Vedic knowledge is covered in that, right? There is not a lot of things to know. You just have to know who you are. That's the important thing, right? So, who am I? Means my Swarupam. What am I actually? Am I this body? Then who am I? Once the body is dead, what happens? So, who is me? In other words, in me, I feel I exist, that feeling in me. Where did that come from? Who? What is that? Right? And when that happens, the benefit is that you become peaceful then. Shanti comes. Anandam comes. Fulfillment comes. Satisfaction comes. Everything comes from that. Yeah? Because we don't have that knowledge, who I am, because of that only we have problems actually. We want to know so many other things. And we are actually looking for that knowledge, but we don't know where to look for it. Who am I? That we are all actually in this world, practically blindly we are running around, thinking that at the moment we are only concerned about maintaining this body, right? Somehow the body should survive. And we also know that the body will go one day. Still trying to maintain it somehow, protect it, and look after it, and maintain it, whatever we are doing it, to maintain, knowing well that it is going. And then what will happen, you don't know. So this is our position here. We have got a body, and you are busy with this body, looking after it, fully knowing well that it will leave you and go one day. And we are thinking we have got a body. Actually, we haven't got a body. Body has come from Maya, and Maya will take it back from when she wants it. And we have no connection with this body either. All we have is identification with it. Actually, there is no connection with the real self, and the body has no connection either. Right? So, but the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedic knowledge, Shruti, has only one thing to say to us. What you have got is not the body. What you have actually got is this bodham inside us. That I exist. That you have got. Body you haven't got. Mind you haven't got. Intelligence you haven't got. But you have got this awareness inside that I exist. And that's yours. And you will never lose it. You will always have it. Whether you leave this body, go to another body, this awareness will follow you wherever you are. So actually to say that I have got a body is a misunderstanding. I haven't got a body. What I have got is this awareness in me that I exist. But then I identify with the body, with this awareness. That is what is happening. And the body is coming and going, so that means I haven't got it actually, is it not? I haven't got the body. What I have got is this awareness only, bodham. So Shastram is saying, when you realize that is what you are, that awareness, and not that this body, then you are free then. After that you are free. Then you don't have any more bondage. Samsaram means that. This identification with the body, thinking that I have got the body. We don't have the body, that's the main thing, right? So, and All we want is to be situated in such a state that you have that fulfillment, shanti, santosham, and also satisfaction, total satisfaction. Don't want anything. But because this, I'm thinking I've got this body, all desire starts coming inside me and demanding things. I need this, I need that for my happiness. This is all total maya it is. But to accept that is very difficult when you are identifying with the body. This will be there. It's, nothing can be done about that, right? So, and we do all kinds of things in this world because of this misconception or misunderstanding within us that I am this body, right? And because I'm not satisfied, I go and do all sorts of things in this world. People do all sorts of things, right? Some people you can see, they want to go to Mars now, is it not? They're not happy here. They want to go and find out what's... Imagine the state of mind of these people. they are not feeling peaceful in this world. It is all because of this problem inside that they don't know who they are. And they are thinking that they have got the body, so they have to go to Mars. And similarly, Elon Musk has got a program, 18 months or so, he's saying, that they'll be ready. You can pay and book it, and then when he calls you, you can go with him. So, you see the enthusiasm of the people, very rich people, they don't know what to do with the money. They book it straight away, whatever the advance pay, and he gets all their money and make the rocket and try. That is his pastime. That is his leela. Musk's leela goes on like this, right? So you can see their mindset, how their mind working, right? Somebody else wants to go to the moon. There's one girl from Andhra has been selected now for the ISRO's program. I don't know what she wants to do there, go to the moon and go there. And they feeling all this need to go somewhere, to find something. Why? Because inside this urge inside, that I want to find this or I want to find that out. What Vedam saying is, this is not the way to go. You find out who you are and you won't be asking anymore anything that you want to know something you want to know. So people look outside and their mind goes in all kinds of directions and giving them the spirit to work for all these kind of things, right? So their drishti, outwardly it will go to such long length, even to Mars and Jupiter and all kinds of planets. But if you tell them to turn the drishti inwards, it won't go 1 millimeter inside. It stays there, right? So when you tell them that Atma is inside, Krishna is inside, Kshatrajna is inside, Brahman is inside, and they are blinking. What is it all about? See the problem? Outwardly, the drishti will go to any extent. Inwardly, if you say to look, they say, we can't look inside. It doesn't turn inwards at all, right? So, so what does bhakti means? Bhakti means, if you understand bhakti, when you come to that, you will see that Krishna is saying bhakti means experiencing Him inside and realizing that it is He who is inside us, all of us, right? That experience, right? And that is why it was mentioned, vadandita tattvavidam, tattvam yajnanam advayam, brahmedi paramatmedi bhagavaniti shabdyade. That advaya jnanam, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, as is addressed, is present inside, that knowledge is Vadandita Tattvam. That is a Tattvam, right? And Vedam is saying that. And what is its Swarupam? Advaya Jnanam. Advaya Jnanam. It is Jnanam, knowledge it is, that's Swarupam, right? Advaya Jnanam means there is no two there, there's only one. There's only one, right? Pure Chaitanyam, consciousness, which you are calling it as Bhagavan. In another way, right? Paramatma and all that. Its experience is bhakti. The experience of that is bhakti. So, Sri Narada Maharshi, in Bhakti Sutram, the symptoms of bhakti is spoken. If you look into Bhakti Sutram, you will see mentioned that. Yeah. that he said there, Yam Labdhua Puman Matto Bhavadi, Stabdho Bhavadi, Atma Ramo Bhavadi. That is bhakti as far as Narada Maharshi is concerned. If he gets it, Stabdho Bhavadi, Matto Bhavadi, Atma Ramo Bhavadi. Right? In other words, he becomes intoxicated with bhakti. Intoxicated in the sense, when someone gets the happiness to that degree, he experiences it inside. Matto bhavadi, like intoxicated conditions. Yeah, matto bhavadi, stabdho, he is stunned by that realization inside. And atma ramo bhavadi, he becomes atma rama. He is experiencing the andaryami inside. That's atma rama. He experiences the andaryami inside. So, and then he is like an intoxicated person. You saw that with Jadabharata, with Rishabhadev, with Dattatreya and all that. This is that state. Atmato bhavadi, stabdho bhavadi, atma ramo bhavadi. In the Narada Bhakti Sutram, you will see that, mention that. Yeah. So, when this is the symptom of a person who has got it. Self-realization has happened, right? And in other words, that person won't have any interest in anything else because he is enjoying that andaryami inside, that experience inside, right? And he won't have any taste for anything else simply because satisfied within the self and able to remain in that anubhuti. And this is possible in human life. To achieve that state. It's possible in human life, right? So, and Bhagavatam is saying that, that Krishna was pleased with this human body, because in human body, this is capable of achieving, right? What is that? He can realize himself. This realizing oneself is not possible in other species. It's only possible in the human species, right? So, this peculiar capacity of the human species to realize the self is exclusive to human body. In other body, they are not suitable for this. And that is why you remember that the Udhobadesham began at that time. He says there, Brahmava Loka Dishanam Udamava Deva. Is it not? Brahma became very pleased by seeing this body, because this body has got this special feature that it is possible for realizing the truth, realizing the self, that capacity for doing that. Srishtva Purani Vividhani Ajayalpa Shaktya Vrikshan Sarin Sruba Pashun Khagadamsha Malsyan Taisai Adushta Hridaya Purusham Vidhaya Brahmava Lokadishanam Udamapa Deva. Beautiful words it is. That how Brahma created so many different species and he was not satisfied. But when this human body was created, he felt tremendous satisfaction because he saw this body is capable of realizing the self. And that is spoken in the Agadisham, right? So, this perfection in life, this is called perfection of life, self-realization, yeah? And when that realization happens, nirvruti comes. Nirvruti means, in English you can translate it as fulfillment. A fulfillment comes. That means you don't want to know anything anymore. You have got what you want, right? And this is the goal. And that is what is Krishna is talking about, this fulfillment in Bhagavad Gita. And similarly Upanishads, similarly Bhagavatam and all the other great personality spoken in the Puranam, in all of them, and whatever in their studies, what you find is this fulfillment. This fulfillment, if you look, take for any study in the Bhagavatam, Prahlada study, Bhishma study, Kundi study, or Gajendra study, all the studies if you take, what do you find in that study? Their fulfillment. After realizing the truth. That's what Sudhi is all about. Right? So, it is keeping on this realization as the goal, Vedam talks about karma kandam, upasana kandam, jnana kandam. Karmam, upasana, jnanam. All these things. And three ways Vedam has broken it up into three ways, right? So because in the Vedam it is like that, karma kandam, upasana kandam, jnana kandam. Krishna also made Bhagavad Gita in the same way. Karma kandam. So mainly these are the three things. Karma yogam, bhakti yogam, jnana yogam. In the similar pattern like in the Vedam. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita also in the same way. Right? So, in the ninth chapter, that means the chapter before this, Rajavidya Rajaguhya Yogam, right? It is the heart of Krishna's Bhagavad Gita, that chapter, right? And he mentioned there, bhakti. What does bhakti mean? Bhakti means basically sharanagati, surrendering to Krishna, right? And sharanagati is its lakshyam, or goal, or its symptoms. Krishna mentions there, ananyaschindayandomam, yojanam parivasade, tesham nithyabhiyuktanam, yogashemam mahamiham. Important words, right? Everybody remember those words. In other words, Krishna, without taking Krishna's shelter, there is no life. And total surrender to Krishna, ashrayam. That's what. Ananyaschindayandomam, yojanam parivasade, tesham nithyabhiyuktanam, yogashemam mahamiham. He says, those who have taken complete shelter of Krishna, right, and not taking shelter of anything else except Krishna's shelter, their yogakshemam, Krishna says, I will take care. Yogakshemam mahamiham. So that means, this Krishna's point is, those who have surrendered to me, I have to take care of them, not everybody else. Only those who are surrendered to me, totally surrendered to Krishna, their yogakshemam Krishna will take care. You know this line is important. Why is it important? Because Life Insurance Corporation of India uses this word. Yogakshemam. You see how people are? They will use Bhagavad Gita wherever it suits them. You know that, isn't it? Yogakshemam mahamiham. A big arch in front of the LIC's policies, when they give you, they'll do that on that. So, yoga kshema mahamiham. But what is Krishna saying? They are saying you take shelter of LIC, you give your policy money and LIC will take care of you. That's what they are saying. But Krishna is saying that surrender unto me, total shelter, and then I will take care of them. Yeah, yoga kshema mahamiham. Right? So, so, those who are surrendered like that, they will understand the power of protection of Krishna. They will understand that, how Krishna protects them in every stage in life, right? And they will see that and they will remember that. And even today, it has not changed, this situation. Yoga Kshema Mahamiham, valid even right now. It is always like that. That rule applies to all times. Right? Even today, there are great personalities, sannyasis, and they are wandering around the whole Bharatabhumi without anything in their hand, walking around. You see? There are people, even today, alone, single-handedly, with a stick in the hand, with a pot in the hand, with nothing, no cash, just walking from all over the Bharatabhumi, with this protection guaranteed from Krishna. And they all agree with that. There are many people who have done that, and there are still people who are doing it even today. Even today. So, one person who has been doing like this, he wanders around all over the Bharatabhumi. Somehow the other food, he gets it at the time when he is hungry. Sometimes he may not get it, but then he accepts that as Krishna's decision to such an extent that surrender inside. Yeah. So yogakshema mahamyaham is like that. You don't even know when your next food will come, right? So on the other hand, so yogakshema mahamyaham is for that person. Think about us, how we are. We will arrange everything in advance, isn't it, before we go. And everything only after organized, we will make our trip. In an Excel spreadsheet, you will put everything, what all you have to do. And then we will put the deposit to the hotels, we will pay. And we will make sure that it is booked, the room is there when you get there, right? Here it is not like that. There is no booking, advance booking, nothing. He's just walking. He's got this saffron dhoti he's wearing, or a white dhoti, whatever it is, right? And he will sleep wherever he gets there in the evening, if he has to lie down somewhere, right? And he'll keep on walking, right? And there are people like that. When we went, last time we met a person like that, he had come back after 3 years, he had been walking around like this all over the Bhumi. He has walked without anything in the hand, and he was totally dependent on Krishna's mercy. Somehow or the other, he found somewhere to sleep, he slept. And you will see this in great personalities, this nature, not looking for protection from anything else. Krishna will protect us wherever we are. That strength inside, right? So, to become like that, you require Krishna's mercy, first of all. Krishna has to bring you to that state of strength, yeah, inside. And so this people who have done this, they say, even now, that this Yogakshema Mahamyaham has not changed. It's still valid as it was valid 5,000 years ago. It is not that Krishna spoke at that time and it's over. No. Yogakshema Mahamyaham holds good even today, provided the devotee is fully surrendered. And Krishna does give this opportunity to some people, give them that strength to do it, to be totally surrendered and to develop that total faith in Krishna's protection and able to wander around in that way, right? So that is what this is what he is talking about. So we will stop there today. We'll continue next Tuesday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.